In this video, I will show you how to use the study system Sisu as an exchange student. You can log into Sisu at sisu.jyu.fi. You can change the language of Sisu to English by clicking your name on the upper right corner and then clicking EN. Before you can enroll to courses, you need to create yourself a study plan and plan your studies. Study planning is done on the Structure of Studies page. When you use Sisu for the first time, Sisu will automatically offer you a study plan. I already have another study plan, but I can create a new one by clicking New Study Plan and then create a plan. And here is my study plan template. In the study plan template are listed those courses that are offered to exchange students. First are listed the courses that are offered to exchange students of a particular subject or department. In my case, the studies for exchange students of education are psychology are listed first, and after that is listed the studies open for all exchange students of University of Jyväskylä. In your learning agreement, you will have the list of the courses you should add to your plan. Here is my learning agreement. By clicking on these headlines in your study plan, you will see a list of courses that are listed under that headline. And here is the course that I had in my learning agreement. So I will click the pill and the course will appear in my study plan. And if you want to remove it from your study plan, just click the pill and it will disappear. And now I will do the same with the other courses in my learning agreement. Start by clicking the course code. Here you can see information about the course. To enroll, go to the completion method step. And here you will see the different completion methods for this course. If there is more than one completion method, make sure that you choose the one that is meant for exchange students. This dot here indicates which parts belong to which completion method. And if you click either completion method, you will see the description for it. In this case, the right method is method 2. So once I have chosen method 2, click Select this completion method and the method is now chosen. Once the completion method is selected, you should select which teaching you want to enroll to. In this case, there is only one option, this independent project. So I will click Select here after it. And then click Proceed to Enroll up here. And you will be taken to the study calendar page. And here you can see the example course in psychology independent project that we just chose. And here you will select your preferred study groups and enroll to the teaching you have chosen. Here you will see what study groups there are. In this case, there are two study groups, group 1 and group 2. By clicking on these pills, you can see the events of each study group in your calendar, and you can see how they would fit in your study calendar, and you can compare the two, see which is more suitable for you. Up here are the instructions on how many groups you should choose. In this case, I have to choose at least one group, and I will be placed in one group based on my selections. I prefer this group 1, so I will select here it as my preferred group. And I will mark the group 2 as suitable. If you absolutely could not attend some group, you can also select the option not suitable. In some cases, there might be a specific group for exchange students. In those cases, mark that group as your preferred group and all the other groups as not suitable. Once you have marked your group preferences, click Enroll. And then confirm. And Sisu tells you that your enrollment has been processed. And go down here, and you will see the status of your enrollment. Here, Sisu will show you what stage your enrollment is in. In this case, the enrollments won't be confirmed until the enrollment period ends. So, Sisu just gives me an estimation that I would be selected if the enrollment period ended now. But this is not the final confirmation. The enrollment situation may change until the end of the enrollment as more students enroll to the course. So keep an eye on your enrollment until the final confirmation. In Sisu, the order of enrollment does not matter. All students have equal chances of getting accepted regardless of when during the enrollment period they have enrolled. Students can, however, be ranked based on other criteria. For example, students of a particular major could be prioritized. Now, if you want to enroll to the other courses that you added to your study plan, you don't have to go back to the study plan. You can just click Teaching Not Selected here. And you will see a list of the courses you have selected to your study plan, but to which you have not yet selected the teaching for. For example, here is the course Introduction to Marketing. And when I click Continue to Selections, Sisu will automatically take me to the completion methods. In this case, there is only one completion method, so Sisu will automatically choose it for you. And all you have to do is select the teaching and again click Proceed to Enroll, And again, you are brought here to choose the groups and enroll. In this case, there is only one study group, lectures, and it's mandatory, so I don't have to choose anything. I can just click enroll and confirm. And in this case, the enrollment is confirmed. You can see these green marks here and the text, your enrollment has been confirmed. In this particular course, the enrollments will be accepted automatically. So I already got the confirmation here, so I don't have to check that later. But with the other course, I would have to check the results once the enrollment period has ended. Once you have enrolled and are waiting for the results, you can filter your enrollments here. You can filter your enrollments based on their status. For example, if I choose the enrolled, I will be shown those teachings I have enrolled to that have not yet been confirmed. And if I click the confirmed enrollments, I will also see the other enrollment I made. And these green marks indicate that your enrollment has been confirmed. And in this case, there is this hourglass, which indicates that the enrollment has not yet been confirmed. You can also see all your enrollments in your profile. Click your name and then My Profile. And in your profile, click Course Enrollments. And here you will see all your courses you have enrolled to and the status of your enrollment. In your profile, you can also see other important information, such as your completed credits or your personal information. On the front page, you might receive messages and notifications regarding your studies. For example, if there are changes in the teaching times, or if the teacher sends a message to students through Sisu, or if your guidance counselor replies to your comment regarding your plan. If you have questions regarding your study plan to your guidance counselor, you can send them through Sisu. Just go to your study plan and click Guidance. Here you can send messages to your guidance counselor. The messages can be either general regarding the whole study plan, or it can be targeted to a specific part of your study plan.